This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties, with your K-State Research and Extension Report. While we've been enjoying the colorful fall leaves, wildlife in the area have had other priorities. Some animals are looking for their winter homes and stocking up on food, while others are going into their reproductive cycles. What do these changes have to do with us, though? Hopefully not a lot, but they can impact our daily lives. House mice have a reproductive cycle that run year-round, and a female can have 5 to 10 litters per year. The average lifespan of a house mouse is 9 to 12 months. This means that there are house mice that are always on the move and always looking for food. Why do mice try to move indoors? Because there is a decrease in vegetation and movement outside during the winter months, we start to see more activity inside our homes. Mice will be on the lookout for warmer places to build their nests and to look for food. Be sure to check your home for cracks and get them sealed. Mice can squeeze between cracks that are only a quarter of an inch wide. These can temporarily be plugged with steel wool, but a full filling of caulking or a barrier is the best measure of protection. What about squirrels? Mice aren't the only animals preparing for winter. Squirrels have been working this summer and fall to bury nuts for them to forage later this winter. Squirrels mate in mid to late winter and again in early summer. If you've got nut-producing trees in your yard, you are probably seeing an increase in squirrel movement as they collect their food source. Most squirrels won't be a nuisance in the fall as they are in the summer when they work to sharpen their teeth on any wood they can find. This can include outdoor furniture on occasion. What about larger animals, like deer? Deer, the one species of wildlife that can be truly dangerous in the fall, is the white-tailed deer. Their rut runs from September to February, but hits its peak in November. This means that both male and females are on the move in search of a mate, and busy roadways are not a deterrent. This activity takes place most often at dusk and dawn. Unfortunately, this is also when most of us are on the move, either on our way to and from work, especially with the recent time change. Please keep a close eye on the roads this fall and winter. Deer can easily blend in with their surroundings and escape our notice. If you see a deer while driving, it is safer to brake and hit the deer than to brake and swerve. More fatalities occur when swerving to avoid the deer than when accepting the collision. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.